What's up, guys? We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 today, and it's got one of the confusing passages about end time stuff that people often talk about, the Antichrist. Or here in my ESV Bible, it's called the man of lawlessness, but it's all referring to the same thing. And so it's the end time stuff. It's debatable. People speculate on it. I'm not going to do anything that's really profound as far as like answering definitively some of these questions, but let's dig into it and study it. It's in scripture. Let's see what God has to say. Paul says, "Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or some spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." And so that's a complicated chunk of scripture. First of all, like, we have to say, what's going on with the Thessalonians? Like, they thought that the day of the Lord had come. And so the first point that I wrote is that, like them, in every generation, people will say that the end times are here or the end times are near. That's in almost in every generation. In every generation, some people say that the end times are here or are near. And so that's why Paul writes and he says, verse 3, let no one deceive you. Don't let people deceive you. There's going to be people, it doesn't matter what year it is, they're going to say things like this. And so for the Thessalonians, they're going through this crazy persecution that many of us have no clue, even a tidbit about what it's like. And so they're going through the worst of it and they're terrified. Not only are there people spreading rumors that this is the end, like, but apparently there's even people who are pretending to send letters in Paul's name. And so he's like, don't listen to letters that you think came from me. They didn't. I was with you and I told you. And so he continues to reiterate the truth that he had told them when he was with them. And so they're like, the day of the Lord, the second coming, you said it would come like a thief in the night. So maybe it's already happened. But Paul says that the end, right, the capital E end won't happen until the rebellion and the man of lawlessness comes. So now that's the big question. Like, okay, who is that? Paul's like, no, it hasn't happened yet. You'll know because there's the rebellion and the man of lawlessness. Okay, who is that? What's the answer? Like, I don't know. And so Paul goes on talking about describing this, but he doesn't say exactly who it is. In the Old Testament times, they would have, like the book of Daniel, you see a lot of apocalyptic stuff. They would have said Nebuchadnezzar, right? A type of Nebuchadnezzar. Or in Paul's day, they would have said, like, you know, the emperor's Nero or Caligula, Augustus, whatever. And in our modern times, we would say, like, probably Hitler, 1939. People would say that maybe looks like the man of lawlessness, or maybe Stalin with his purges in the 40s, or I don't know, like the countercultural movement, nuclear threat, blah, 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 all the stuff, the mayhem of the 60s, whatever. You know, like, and now it's like You have all these people speculating, whatever political figure, like Obama, like Biden, Trump, whoever, people predict that there's some sort of Antichrist coming, right? And there's all Oprah, right? There's whatever. Like, people always say these crazy things. And so it's no different in our day and age than it was in theirs. They were saying, like, the day of the Lord has already happened, and we've missed the bus, and we've been abandoned, and we're scared, and we're terrified, which is what a lot of speculation does. Now, Paul's told them, no, it's going to be some really recognizable thing, right? And he describes this man of lawlessness. And you can go throughout history and point out types of the Antichrist. And I think that's my theology, is seeing this as typology. In other words, you can look throughout history and see ways in which this is kind of true, but it's culminating and leading to a capital A Antichrist, like the big Antichrist. And so just like it was in Paul's day, and they were viewing their authorities and the Roman emperor and all that with suspicion about, oh, that's the whatever, right? So too is it kind of like that in our days. There's been times throughout history where you have the just chaos, and someone who so opposes Christianity, all that's good and moral, and people think that's, well, this is the ushering in the end times. And so there's types of antichrists, which will ultimately culminate in the big one. And I don't think of all the bad people we've seen throughout history, we have yet to see Jesus, quote, kill them with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. Like, we know it hasn't happened yet because Jesus hasn't appeared. And so when he comes back and kills someone with his voice, then we'll know, right? And until then, it probably doesn't help to speculate about whatever political figure you don't like that you, whatever, man, we don't have to get into all that. But like, Paul wants us to know. He describes what it's going to be like, but then ultimately it is to provide hope, not confusion, not speculation, but hope and encouragement that whoever we're facing throughout history is, we know Jesus ultimately will prevail. Whether we die first or his second coming happens, whichever comes first, we have hope in the second coming of Jesus. So probably left us with more questions than answers, but I hope that you push through that and continue to focus on what God wants us to focus on, is that the hope and encouragement of Jesus' second coming. Y'all have a great one. We'll see you on the next episode.